Blog Talk Radio.
Crying and crying and crying.
peace over the airwaves. Families shall be strengthened. Marriages shall be strengthened. Mothers and fathers shall be strengthened. The young people shall be strengthened. Strengthened to keep praying. Strengthened to keep passing. Strengthened to keep towing. Strengthened to say, I won't stop here, but I'm going to keep pressing until I see it. Strengthened to keep believing and increasing their faith. For I believe that faith produces miracles. And I stand as a prophet and a messenger of God. And I declare that your people will not give up. They will not give up on their ministry. They will not give up on their children. They will not give up on their marriages. But they will keep on fighting. They will keep on fighting. They will not back down and allow the enemy to steal what's theirs. They will not give up because you said, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21, that if they wait upon you, you shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I declare that they will not give up on the word that you've spoken over their lives, because you told them that you know the thoughts that you have taught your people, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and you shall give them an expected end. Therefore, until we get there, everything that you require for us to do, that will we give, and that will we do, and it is so, it is so. Somebody ought to declare, it is so. Lay your hands on your family and declare that it is so. Lay your hands on your mind and declare that it is so. It is so.
Oh. I have the wealth to step down into your hand and open my eyes. Let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Oh, we'll be right back.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's give it up for Jesus as we make work. Don't praise.
Over. Tonight, we thank God for you all tuning in to the Angels of Melody, Angels of Melody program with your host, Angel on Deck. And we are live right here in Novi, Michigan at the Taking It Back by Storm Conference. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. We thank the Lord for how he's moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, it's just awesome what God is doing. And we praise the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for our brother Blaine and our Dr. Rhoda Bird on tonight, because we thank God. In a moment, I'm going to be posting up the site. You can go on the website. I will be resharing it and resharing it, where you will be able to look at it through Twitter, through Facebook, and you will be able to see us live tonight. And not only see us, but you will hear us live as well on the web, as well as this great blog talk on tonight. So we just give God glory, praise, and honor for what he's doing. I'm going to take you back for a minute. We was waiting on Blaine to come here.
Full of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Hallelujah. Thou art welcome in this place.
Okay, right now you're going to be hearing Prophetess, Dr. Prophetess Rhoda Bird right now singing and ushering the presence of God in. And in a minute, we're going to hear from Blaine. When I see him, then we'll be able to get with him so he can have words as well. So we will be back in a moment.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we love you, Lord. Oh, na 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 ma se kororobo shanda. We love you, Lord. We adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you, Jesus. I adore you. I lay my life before you. How I love you, Jesus. We adore you. Yes, we lay our lives before you. How we love you. How we love you, magnificent wonder. How we love you, all in all your ways. How we love you, the Lord of our soul. How we love you, we love you, Lord. How we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah, God, we love you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you for all those, hallelujah, that are here, those that are on their way. We ask for traveling mercies. hallelujah, those that are in the air right now, Lord, we say safe landing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. I just thank you, Lord, we just dedicate this time and this service to you, that you may have your way. We decrease, that you may increase. Your perfect will, thy will on earth, how that be your thy will in heaven be on earth, God. Your will, Yahweh, your will, Yahweh, rest of God, my kids, and I'm on fire. How that be your thy Father, thank you for the angels that are encamped around those that fear you. We praise you. We thank you, Father. Everything that's not like you, God, comes under arrest even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of salvation. And it's to everyone that receives it. It's to everyone that believes it. We shall have everlasting life. Hallelujah. We are now
good evening, everyone. This is Blaine Irving from the conference Taking It Back by Storm. I just wanted to let you all know. Hope you're all excited. Hope for those of you who are watching on the web, I'm actually watching the live stream right now as I'm speaking to you. I pray that you are all encouraged right now, and that you will just be blessed by this conference. I'm really expecting God to do some great things in this conference right now. So I just want to all encourage you all over Africa, all of China, all those of you listening in right now, God bless you. And I just want to let you know to enjoy this conference. May God do great and marvelous things in your life right now. Amen. Father God, I just thank you right now for all the listeners that are listening. And Father, I pray that you just bless them, that they will get something out of this conference. For all the listeners, all the watchers, I just thank you for tuning in, and God bless you all.
Seated in majesty.
Thank you, Jesus.
London, praise you, Jesus. Who else I have?
The UK.
Hallelujah. And the other parts of Europe on the blog talk. Hallelujah. There's our live streaming. We bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We are excited to be with you again tonight. Tonight is the night for the awakening of a generation. We are excited about this entire conference because we know this was a mandate from heaven. Ordained by God, sanctioned by God. Hallelujah. And brought together for the king. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. And if I didn't mention your country, please forgive me. We know that I have about 20,000 people now on the live call. We just bless you. We know prophets love you. Hugs and kisses to you. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We are just excited. We some excited people. We some people that jumping around. I'm jumping around in my heart, though. I ain't actually did it in the physical yet. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We got some awesome things in store tonight. Now, we bless God. I'm not into a whole lot of names and stuff like that. So for y'all that's looking on the live stream, just look at the bottom, and you're going to see some names come across because I'm not going to be announcing names all night because the main name we want you to know about is Yeshua HaMashiach. We want you to know about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's who we're excited about. Is that right? Because I'm saying our filthy wax. Our righteousness is as filthy wax. So it's not about us, it's about him. We want to be glorified, but we do have Apostle Bill, Apostle Thomas in the house. He's going to do some praise and worship with us. Thomas here to dance. We have my own sweetness, Dr. Savior. They just as sweet as they can be. Dr. Savior is here. He's going to talk to us. You know, I thank God for people who are sensitive to the Holy Ghost. In this conference, you know, it was a powerful invitation by the woman of God tonight, Prophet Sharonda Turner, is here from Phoenix, Arizona. Hallelujah, yes, we give God praise for her. And it was when she said she felt to come and do the prayer storm in Phoenix, and I didn't understand, she felt to come from Phoenix, felt to come from Phoenix to do the prayer storm here. And we praise God because the father of our city is here. Dr. John Stable has been praying along with his beautiful wife, Denise Stable. We love her. Sweet as she can be. They have been praying for the city of Detroit for years. I want you all to check out the website. Pray for Detroit. Is that it? PrayingForDetroit.com. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, I'm promoting it because we know that last year he came to support us. And he didn't just come to support us and then showing up. He's supported us in many different ways. We bless God because this was the king was birthed out in 2011, and it has been resurrected by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said that the people on the ground and God, it can't wait for a come. So the word of God has been tried, and it has been true. Hallelujah. We come out like silver and gold. We just bless the Lord with his power. And so he's going to talk a little bit about why he's short. You know, you got to think about that. What is it that the Lord wants to do a movement in this city? But I got to tell you, we got some powerful stuff. I want y'all to turn to the website. All y'all phones, go to www.blaineirving.com for those that want to see the live stream. There are some images on there. The other night, we got so excited because we needed to reflect on what God was saying about this conference. These are our titles. This is how God plans to demonstrate this weekend. And it's about demonstrating the manifestations of the power of the Holy Spirit. So it started with awakening a generation. And so tomorrow is, praise you, Jesus, morning glory. Praise you, Jesus. So we look at how it went. Awaken the generation to morning glory. So morning glory, we're going to have an hour. And in that hour, through the prayer storm, oh God, we are entering into the glory to become holy and receive our breakthrough. Come on now, we have to put something like that together. Every mandate, I don't like the word title, because this is not another conference. This is not the same old.
Thank you. Save me, 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 save me
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you all. We have our brother Blaine on the line. Blaine, God bless you. How are you? Can you hear us, Blaine? Hello? Praise the Lord, y'all. We just waiting on our brother Blaine to start speaking. Blaine, are you there? Can you hear me?
Thank you. I'm going to use a very few words to explain
betrayed, the desire of his womb. And then you'll understand why the woman's womb was not made for a man, but was made for God to bring through a man. You have to go to a deeper understanding of the revelation of who you really are. Because otherwise it's odd for a man to be up here ministering at a woman's conference. The city of Detroit is designed as a womb. The city of Detroit, and I'll go a little bit, very little, follows exactly the book of Ezra and exactly the book of Nehemiah. It requires its 10 pages, it's 6 on the internet, there's so much more. If you go to my website, which is pray, P-R-A-Y, for Detroit.com, you'll receive the revelation, and there's nothing to buy. Because the more you take from me, the more God gives me. So I become an El Shaddai. I become a breast, but only if they draw, if you draw from me. Hear my heart. When you study the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah, and you realize if you grab hold of the Life Application Bible, the drawing and the map of Jerusalem in the time of Ezra and the time of Nehemiah, you could lay it over the map that showed when you grab hold of a map here in the natural realm, because it's 75 on one side, it's I-75 on one side, it's the lodge on the other, and they come together to form a womb as they go through the tunnel to go to the other side into Canada. There's got to be an understanding that before you have the Word of God to impregnate a situation, the Word of God is the sperm. But before you have the sperm, you have to have innocent blood. A woman would call it mensy shed. And so in Detroit, it was innocent blood of the Indians that so much was shed that they have a river called the Rouge River. You got to go where I'm talking. You got to go where you understand that where the prison gate it is in Detroit, where the prison is in Detroit, a 7 mile amount is the exact location of where the prison gate, if you would, is in the city of Jerusalem. I want to show you the why. Where the fountain gate is in the city of Jerusalem is where the fountain is in the city of Detroit. You have to know why. You have to grab hold of the revelation that I'm giving you in a moment of time. In a moment of time, you will see that the hand of God, which is the state of Michigan, the anointing of the hand, the anointing of the hand, always in the Levitical anointing, was on the thumb. And the original wedding ring was not placed on this finger, but the original wedding ring was placed around the thumb of the bride to be married. I want to take you to a place. I want to take you to a place to understand that if you doubt that you're a tree, just look at the fingerprints that you have in your hand. And every single end of these fingerprints are no different than cutting the cross-section of the trunk of a tree, because your trees are righteousness. I want to take you to a place to understand that the invisible things of God are clearly seen in the natural. Oh, I got a lot to share with you, but yes, you only grab hold of a little bit. You grab hold of and you understand that the basis of what God is going to do in this United States is awesome. Sometimes he has to bring it down, and he did that with the city of Detroit, because he's going to rebuild it. You can't rebuild something unless you destroy it. You can't go through the resurrection unless you go through the persecution. You can't go to the crisis unless you die as a Jesus. There's got to be a place. There's got to be a place to understand that the number one fatherless city in the United States is Detroit. And so if I want to be a father, I'm going to do it in Detroit, because I'm God, and that's what God is. He's a show-off God. He's an awesome God. I bless you. I really bless you. I bless you with the revelation that God's given me, and there's so much more, but until you understand that your hand represents the hand of God, until you understand understand the number one water in the number one water state happens to be the Great Lakes region where we are, all the way down to the Mississippi. Until you understand that in order to go into this, you talk about the tabernacle, my sister. And then, until you go into the tabernacle, you've got to come to the East Coast. You've got to come to the Appalachian Mountains. You've then got to go across the water basin. You've then got to go across the Red Basket on the north side of the United States. You've got to go through the Candlestick, because where the oil is on the south side of the tabernacle. Oh, I want to take you to a place. I want to take you to a place to understand the power that God has for you. Which is taken to a place that God's purpose and God's plan was given through your womb. The destiny of God's purpose and God's plan comes to the womb of a woman. So understand your worth. Understand your magnitude. Understand that you're not an instrument. Except for God, and except for God's purpose, and except for God's plan. It'll elevate you to understand the purpose and plan that God has for you. And I bless you. I bless you with these words that be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged and understand that when you speak, it is not the woman speaking. When you speak, it's the man inside the woman that's speaking. When you speak, it isn't your soulish realm. It's your spirit man that's coming forward. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't be an apostle, the first apostle for the woman. I want you to understand that the magnitude with which I'm speaking to you. I want to edify you so that you understand that here I am. Here I am, purpose and plan, an instrument of God, an instrument to be used by God, not by man, an instrument to be used by God to bring forth His purpose and His plan. And I bless you in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. If you were to blow that shofar, to seal the words. Seal the words with the shofar. Seal the words with the sound. Seal the words. Thank you, Jesus.
the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
We come from Kingdom Faith Ministries all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And at this time, I'd like for you to stand with me to say the prophet's prayer. This is something we do in our church to cover the prophetess before she speaks and prays. So just agree with me. Father God, we just exalt your name in this place today. Father God, I thank you that you brought us here from Arizona, and I thank you for Prophetess Turner, Lord, that she was willing and obedient, God, that she made the sacrifice, God. We lift her up to you as a chosen vessel, Lord, that you would anoint her lips to speak, Lord, that not one word would fall to the ground, God. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that the same anointing in the sanctuary at Kingdom Faith, God, that would it be in this place, Lord, that the things that you're doing in Phoenix, Arizona, Lord, that we can impart in this place, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that rests upon the prophetess, Lord. I thank you for the portals for deliverance, salvation, healing, and life, and salvation, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing of the great awakening, for the anointing of repentance, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that burst forth and to shift atmospheres, Lord, to change the hearts of leaders and government, God. And I thank you for it as a result of coming tonight and speaking into the atmosphere and praying, Lord God, that you would show up and show up in our midst, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this meeting tonight, God. We say, have your way. Let your kingdom come, Lord. We surrender to your purposes in the earth, Lord. And if you can use anybody, God, use us. Because, Lord God, it's you, Lord God. It's about you. And we're nothing but ourselves. But, God, it's your glory and it's your strength and it's your anointing to break the yoke of bondage. And, God, it doesn't matter if there's many or few, God. But, Lord God, impart, Lord God, your purposes, God. Have your way tonight, God. And heal and minister and shift Detroit, Lord God, for your purposes in this hour. And use providence and cover in your blood and protect her. Let there be no backlash, God. Protect your family and hedge her in on every side. Use her as your mouthpiece tonight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Y'all, come on and open up your mouth. Come on and open up your mouth. Let us pray for a few minutes. Hey, shit. Hey, shit. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, na 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 na. Come on and open up your mouth. Eko ria chande. Ando ko cha. Eko ma chande. Le 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 le. I will create the prayer that the portals are open from the north, from the south, and from the east, and from the west. I will create the prayer that God's presence is coming with judgment. I will create the prayer that God's presence is coming with favor. I will create the prayer that God's presence is coming with provision. That God's presence is coming with deliverance. Y'all need to open up your mouth. This atmosphere, it's shifting. It's come on, na 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 Russia. Yes, Father. Lord, we thank you for liberty in the state of Michigan. My God. Why? My God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Can you bring Jesus, my God, right here. My God, oh, Shakana, my God, thank you. Remember, thank you, yes.
Luke chapter 8,
verse 22 through 25. Amen. Luke chapter 8, verse 22 through 25. When you have it, just say amen. Woman of God, can you please start with Luke chapter 8, verse 22.
But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy.
24.
And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commands even the wind and water, and they obey him.
Everybody, go to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Matthew, chapter 8. We're going to lay the foundation tonight with the word. Awaking a generation. Awaking a generation. Taking it back by storm. 5:14. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 through 27. When you have it, please say amen. 23, woman of God.
And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
Amen. Everybody, we're laying the foundation. Go to the book of Jonah. Jonah, chapter 1. Verse 1 through 15, Jonah. When you have Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 through 15, please say amen. Yeah. Woman of God, please read Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 through 15.
Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it up them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, so we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. And lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging.
Amen. Verse 17.
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Michigan, we came all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, to let you know about Jonah in the womb of God. That was very powerful because you didn't know what I was bringing tonight. Amen. And so God was saying unto me that Michigan had been in a womb. There had been a lot of things going on in Michigan. But Michigan being in the womb, in the belly of hell, has been for the birthing out of deliverance from all nations. Come on, somebody. God is about to move in Michigan like never before. Michigan is going through storms, political, financially, family-wise, domestically, physically, emotionally. But God prepared a room. Come on, everybody in here. God prepared a room, my God, to hold the joy in until they cry out, because Jonah had to cry out to get out of that bed. He had to cry out to get out of that situation. And so now God has gathered every intercessor from the north and south and east and the west into this place this weekend to cry out and do Michigan burn out of the womb of hell. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord. My God, I heard the Lord say, awake this generation of people. Awake means to come or bring to awareness. We came to bring Jesus Christ and the power of intercession to awareness. Awake, wake up, rise from your sleep. We came to sound the trumpet in Michigan and call on the intercessors to begin to cry, to begin to roar, to begin to cry out to God.
Here, God, I pray
God is some kind of good. He gives a person a time to repent. I'm trying to get away from it. And then when they both turn from their wicked ways, he'll create a hell of their own. Good God. What are you talking about, woman? God said, behold, I'm the God of good. Behold, I'm the God of evil. You remember the story of Job? Job had to come to God. Not Job. Satan had to come to God and give permission to create havoc in Job's life. I want you to know tonight, if you're going through some havoc, it is God. If you are an intercessor, it is God trying to wake you in a new level of power, in a new level of worship, in a new level of intercession, in a new revelation. God said, be not weary in the warfare. You are about to lose Michigan. If you pray that, you are about to lose. I know that Michigan is bankrupt, but I want to cry. Oh, come on.
Thank you.
time to pray. It's time to pray.
Yeah.
I know they say it's time to pray, but they're not really in the seat. They pray about houses and homes. Baby, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom and all these things. When the time comes, he'll ask them, where you at? I heard Paul say, be survived, be sufficient. My grace is sufficient. But it's all that I pray in due time. That's the thing. If you've been praying and praying, he's still ain't taking on. Don't worry about it. He got purpose for every thorn situation. He got purpose for every thorn in your life. He got purpose for children in your life. But God said, I'm getting ready to create a world for children. Whether it's your sons, your daughters, your mothers, your fathers, your brothers, your sisters, your calling, your folk, God, President, I got a room that they can't escape. I'll be in a shelter to go home. Listen, let's just talk a little bit. The word storm, y'all said we take it back by storm. So when Jonah started operating in rebellion, it called a storm to be able to take Jonah back. So he can be fit for the king. He wasn't fit for the king because Jonah was rebellious. And when God gave him the assignment to go preach, he was in pride. He was in self-pity. Y'all don't know nobody like that, right? He don't want all that time because they hurt him so bad. How many times has God sent you to Jonah that hurt you and you had a word? But because they hurt you so bad, you did not give them their words. Good God, I'm tired. You became a child. That answer is you didn't do what God told you to do. As I was preaching on last night doing intercession, we prayed in Texas, the Lord was speaking in my ear. And he kept saying, I want to speak through you. I don't want you to keep saying stuff. I want to talk through you. And I kept looking at the level of the people. And I've seen the spirit of doubt rolling through the room. And so God had to speak to them three times. And on the third time, I opened my mouth. And I began to say, well, thus saith the Lord. And while I was speaking to them, God started delivering me from the fear of the doubt of the people. Come on, somebody. We got a great breakthrough. Because the Lord said they're not their faces. Because they are a rebellious people. And if I sent you to them, I got you covered. That they're already up in here. That they're in a chamber. And God is sending you somewhere. He's telling you to go to the mayor's office. You better go. Whether they go there, you better say your corruption. Whether they receive it, you better say it. Come on, let me get out. You better do it. Because if I didn't do that last night, I would have been like Jonah, and he would have created some kind of hell because there was something in me that didn't trust God. But when I released it, I got a major breakthrough in my spirit. I said, I'm going to trust God because of y'all doubt. Y'all think I'm scared about how many people here? I ain't scared. I can preach a little, and I can preach a lot. It don't matter to me as long as I came to deliver me again. What God so, God creates a storm that causes people to repent. A storm is a disturbance of your normal condition of the atmosphere. Manifesting itself by mighty winds of unusual force. Anybody in something unusual? Don't make no sense to you. Or unusual direction. Anybody going to a certain place and you don't even know why you're going? Come on, this is a storm. Often accompanied by rain. It started raining. Snow, hail, or thunder and lightning, or flying sand. Oh, that's he talking about Arizona. He's talking about Arizona, girl. He say thunder and lightning and fire and sand. That's what I'm saying. I know that sand flies. Good God, we have dust storms all week last week. Good God, sorry. But listen, a storm is a heavy fall of rain. A storm is a heavy fall of snow. Heavy. It says something heavy begin to fall. We get in a storm. A heavy storm of hail or a violent outbreak of judgment in God. People better start playing. They better stop playing. Because it says that God creates the storm. Y'all know how he told Job. Where was you? I am the one that did all this, Job. Who do you think you are? A storm is a violent, I like this part, military assault on a fortified place. By the time this is over, we will storm hell for our sisters and our brothers. We will storm hell for what belongs to the kingdom. Come on, somebody. Y'all. We're going to get it all back. We're going to start it with prayer. We're going to start it with fasting. We're going to start it in our giving. We're going to create a violent military move.
That sounds good. I like that one. Yeah.
We are now in a strong position, or something like a strong position. A storm is a heavy or sudden bombing. A discharge. Did you hear that? A sudden, there's going to be a shift because of the discharge of heaven in this place this weekend.
Yes, God.
This whole region will be violently, what did the Bible say? For the violence, the kingdom of the violence, for the violence taken by the power to be taken by the is faithfulness, loyalty, fasting. Do y'all hear God tonight? This is a storm. Listen, Michigan, we came to tell you that God is moving in your storm. The storms that have hit Michigan have been necessary. The storms in the real estate, the storms in the financial institutions, come on, the storms in your political arenas, they have been necessary. God has created a womb, their hell, so that they can turn and repent. Because that's what happened with Jonah. It took him 3 days to cry out in hell. Come on, somebody. If that was too long to stay in the belly of the whale, that was too long to stay in the little pocket of the earth. Come on, yeah. But it took Jesus 3 days to whoop hell up and come back up with it. Come on, y'all got it all there.
That's right, take it by force.
Listen, these storms are necessary for your life. Your storms of life are necessary for your comeback, for your payback, for your next promotion. In the earth realm, in the heaven realm, anytime God get ready to see, I know, people got it backwards. They think Christianity is all, yeah. But Jesus, it is, yeah. But it ain't like people think. If people don't think they don't have to go through nothing on this time. No, you have to go through. We all go through. And people say, why, God? And that's when he said, Job, you don't ask me nothing. You just do what I say. And Job said, yes, sir, I get the answer. Listen, the name Jonah means dove. Do you remember when Jesus was being baptized and he came up out of the water and the heavens opened and then a dove descended upon him and the Lord spoke and said, this is my son in whom I am what? Jonah. His very name was a forerunner for Jesus who was coming to the church. The storm is a forerunner for what's coming to Michigan. The storm
Is everybody awake? Are you understanding? Is this good to you? Show the intercessor. Because the Bible said that when Job fell, he started crying out. God revealed his secret to Jonah because he was the prophet who carried the word. But Jonah was more than a prophet. He was an intercessor. He had to go through that breaking in order to forgive Nineveh for their evil. In other words, God will create a storm until you learn the spirit of forgiveness. I don't know who that was for. Just take it and say, I forgive. Thank you, Jesus, because if I don't forgive, then you can't forgive me. Amen.
That's good.
Jonah was an intercessor going in the wrong direction. Jonah was an intercessor in rebellion. He was ineffective until he got in the belly. That who God allowed him to cry out from the belly, he became effective when God set him up. From hell. Somebody about to be stood up from hell. Put your hands together for the Lord. God can't do nothing with a Jonah that's doing things his way. Or her way. This is what I want to do, so this is what I'm going to do today. No. The Bible says seek him daily. Seek him early. Amen. Seek him. Seek him. Ask him, God, would you have me to do this today? God, I can't see some of my life in such confusion. Not knowing what I'm going to do today. No, God, who are we going to know today? Today may be the day that the Twin Towers going to fall, so you may need to stay home. Come on, somebody. Come on now. We got to seek God in everything. My God, I just said something right there. Job was an intercessor who stirred up the anger of God, and God created a well hell. God created a womb for Jonah. Jonah was a sign of man's inability to believe the supernatural.
Oh, my.
Jonah had unbelief in his heart. Because he didn't believe that God could really save Nineveh because they were so evil. Is there somebody that don't really believe that God can save a certain individual today? Don't you know God know how to create a womb?
Yes.
And you know, by the time Jonah finally gave up in the bottom of the well, belly, in the bottom of hell, in the womb, the Bible said that he cut a 3-day journey to 1 day. He got supernatural ability. He came out of hell with miracles. And when he got there, he began to tell them what thus saith the Lord. He had nothing in his heart. You can't be an intercessor with junk in your heart.
Come on now.
You won't be an effective intercessor with mess in your heart, with mess on your hands, messy with your mouth, messy with your eyes, watching all types of stuff. Come on here. Ears, you know, you can't be messy carrying all this stuff. He was clear. He was a vessel, a conduit that God used to save and deliver souls. He saved the whole city. The cat and the dog got saved too. They said that everybody went on the fast. The goldfish, come on somebody, the cat, the doggy, he was hungry, but he ain't eating no food. We all fasting up in here. The king said everybody, even the children. I'm trying to tell somebody, sometimes everybody got to go on the fast. Sometimes everybody got to consecrate so that God can move. There's some spirits that don't be moving, that you're fast. If you're living with a poverty thing, you're not fasting here. Come on somebody. Jonah was a sign that God can do anything if you cry out. He will deliver. Amen.
Amen.
We got to remember what happened when they were going across. The one thing that happened in the book of Luke that she read in Matthew, the one thing that happened is Jesus gave a word that could not fail. Sometimes you got to hold on to that word when everything else seems to be toxic.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to hold on to that word when nobody else believes.
That's right.
You have to keep believing in what God told you to do. Amen. You can't be weary by how many soldiers rise up with you. Come on, somebody. Michigan, God is answering your cries right now. All of you that's in here got power to deliver your whole house.
Yes.
Now, all got power to deliver this whole city, this whole region. When God sent an intercessor into your
me tell you about the power of an intercessor. Intercessors are very powerful. One thing I love about prayer is the devil don't want you praying. The Bible said that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den because they tried to stop his prayer life. The Bible said that the three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fiery furnace because they had an intercessory and a prayer life. Shall we go on? Haman tried to wipe the Jews out because who Christ was in their life. Come on, somebody. Everybody in here, if you have any type of intercessory in you, this is why the attack has been so harsh against you. The intercessor has always been under great attack. People are cut off and killed in the prime of their life because they did not realize what they were carrying down on the inside of them. Put your hands together for the Lord. We came to take this place back by storm. I need everybody to stand to your feet. God came to create a womb for every donor. He got a hell for every donor, I tell you. Every donor that refuses to bow. Every donor that refuses to take their life assignment serious. Praying with God. Amen. Come on, God. Pray with other people's lives. God got a what? He got a belly on a rail. Come on here. He got something that's going to make them cry out. God said, you are not their God. You are the intercessor. Sometimes we can't keep delivering people out of stuff. We got to let God do it. We got to give them the word of God and keep on moving. And ask God, do you want me to help them this time? Or do you just want me to intercede for them? Simply ain't going to have enough. But just as I have, I'll give it unto you. I don't have what you need, but I know a man that got everything you want and need. Amen. Y'all come on, put your hands together and give God praise. Listen to me. There's something happening in Michigan. Michigan will never be the same after these 3 nights. 3 days. Come on, somebody. We are taking it back by storm. God, I decree and declare, not by power nor by might, but by his spirit, by his holy visitation. God said that he's visiting Detroit. He's visiting Michigan. He's visiting this whole region. There shall be a change. There shall be a turnaround. I am going to move. There's going to be, I'm bringing the city out of bankruptcy. I'm bringing your life out of bankruptcy. This is going to be a sign that I am moving amongst the Michigans. Come here, woman of God. Let me minister to you. Hallelujah. Y'all can be seated. Let me minister. Many offenses that come. You have many things said to you. Amen. Many hurt. Good God. Even as a child. God, I'm going back to your childhood. And I'm about to wipe the slate clean. I'm about to stitch up your heart. And there's some things that you remember from childhood that you shall remember no more, says the Lord. Amen. You know what God is talking about. Some of these things have been nightmares for you or you others. Yeah, nightmares. Amen. God said, I'm getting ready to visit you in dreams like you've never been visited. Amen. I'm getting ready to show you my treasures in the earth. I'm getting ready to reveal secrets to you. He said, well, you are my worshiper. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm getting ready to take the weight off. Hallelujah. You've been praying and asking God. That was a big concern. And you said, God, I want this righteous and more. I want to be free. It's been a hold on me. God told me to tell you that the weight was not just from a normal circumstance, but it was unusual. Unusual attack on your body. Unusual attack on your body. Unusual attack on your mind. And when these unusual attacks came on your mind, it spirit begins to get into the body organs. Amen. Amen. And through hurt and through pain, good God designed it. And so then it created, body fat. Amen.
So now God's going to take the swelling out of you. I just felt the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may become unswelled. Amen. No more swelling. Amen. You're going to be healed. It's going to be a miraculous miracle. And I see God giving you, I see somebody, I see God giving you favor. There will be a surgery that comes from this too. But the surgery is for favor. Amen. God's going to take all of it off. You're going to be a different looking person. Amen. It's all for Jesus. And for what you do with God. God, yes, don't stop dancing. Don't stop worshiping. Because it is powerful. When I lay my hands on you, good God of Zion, your Holy Ghost is going to be charged. There's going to be an intercession that's going to come in your belly like never before. Amen. You're going to be getting up throughout the night to pray, and God's going to give you different assignments to the Holy Ghost, different people to pray for. So that you're going to be social and start getting things. So you can get names to God of Zion. Good God, He's going to call you to travel. Amen. You're going to start traveling more, doing the work of the ministry. Good God, He's going to send you on the mission field even more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that your husband over there?
No, it's your
husband. He's your apostle. Amen. 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 Good God of Zion. Good God of Zion. I can tell that y'all are close. I didn't know what the closest was. Amen. Good God. Amen. 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 And when I lay my hands on you, your Holy Ghost is about to be charged.
God's not about to bless you financially, even for the kingdom. For the kingdom. The burden that you have on your family is being lifted right now. He's out. I heard your cry, daughter. I sent you help tonight. Amen. Receive it. The burden is being lifted. The weight is being lifted. You've been carrying individuals in your heart, your spirit, and your mind. And God has not yet moved. God said, I'm going to listen tonight. There shall be a turnaround.
Amen. Amen. I come from a school
A red cross with white. So there's going to be medical God's going to help you. I see a well opening for you. Good God is on you. God said, I'm going to unstop the well for you. Amen. There will be a village in your honor. Amen. Good God is on you. And there will be wells flowing and waters running under the ground. Amen. I see God doing this thing for you. Hallelujah. I see a hospital. I see medical. I see orphanage. Amen. I see clothing. I see food. Hallelujah. I see God said, I'm going to release the resources to you. Your time has come. Amen. Your time has come. Offices.
Leadership without Christ for the nation. And it's a long story, but just know that